Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, on her website, she has merch. Her new brand is trying to sell money off of this old stupid saying, tax the rich. You can purchase a Tax the Rich sweatshirt for $58 on AOC's website. The Tax the Rich tee for $27, probably all manufactured in China. Tax the Rich dad hat, which is literally just a regular baseball hat, for $28. You can even pay $10 for a Tax the Rich sticker pack. Don't forget, they also have totes and mugs, and it's all about saying how much you hate capitalism. Boo capitalism. But wait a minute. I mean, it's literally up there. It is their Tax the Rich collection. I'm not making this up.
It's like self-awareness level zero.
Oh my gosh. This is the funniest thing ever. All kinds of stuff. I'm looking at, they have the tote bag. They have all kinds of stuff. Nothing says you hate capitalism by actually engaging in it. All these people are such suckers. Hey, Kane, you can pay $27 for a tax the rich mug.
Oh, and you know the font that they use? It looks like a third grader wrote that. Like, it's not even worth it. Like, you would think that some logos on shirts, you know, oh, I'll pay for that because it looks great, artistic or whatever. No, this is like a third grader wrote this.
Yeah. Well, and I love it because there was one woman who she did a painting and she had a face mask on Abraham Lincoln, and it, on the face mask, it had Tax the Rich. And she said that AOC's designer stole her design because apparently the phrase is common. You can't trademark it, you morons. Learn trademark law. Learn how IP works. It's common. It's fallen into the public sphere. Oh my gosh. I just like how people are like, I'm going to take a regular wedding dress and just like write words on it. Yeah. Who are the people who are going to pay that much money? You're engaging in it. This is the dumbest thing ever. Now, the other thing that we were talking about here on break was that guy who had been following. I'm not going to play the whole thing again. The guy in the Target, the woman in Target that went into the store, she was getting some just daily items, and she had what I said was the human equivalent of a Birkenstock. This pudgy dude with his hippie blonde hair and a safari hat on, because I don't know. And he was there, no cart. I don't know what he was doing. Following this woman around, trying to shame her for not wearing a mask. She'd already had coronavirus. She said she had a natural immunity, as though it was none of his business to know that. He was wearing a stupid pin, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. But this guy, and it was funny because Steve, as you know, one of our associate producers, Steve, he's down with the Rona. Steve has the Rona, although he's recovering. He's like over most of the symptoms except the smelling and the tasting. He can't smell anything or taste anything, which has to be awful. So anyway, his Phil and Valen was saying, you know, that's so typical that this would happen in a Target. This guy would not be able to do this in a Walmart. People will knock your teeth out in a Walmart. Gosh, I love Walmart. Walmart's like one of my best friends. I love Walmart. The last time I was in a Target, I told you guys this actually happened. I had to go in because there was something that I had to get, and they had it at Target. And I was observing a cutscene from Best in Show with Parker Posey and her husband and that, where they were arguing over their dog's Busy Bee. I met the real life people that those were based on. And by met, I mean I watched them from around the corner of the aisle at the end cap. I can't believe I know what that is. And they were arguing over mineral water. It was those people basically arguing over mineral water. I came in there for one thing, and then I had to go get a vanilla bean. It's all, and I did not want to get up in all this drama. And they were fighting and arguing with each other. I'm like, I got to get out of here. I can't stand this. This is too much for me. This is too much for me. And I'm leaving. Walmart, and I have before expressed my love for Walmart. It's the only place, if you want to get a tire, you want to roll a damn tire out of the store, they don't care. You get a 12-foot tall lawn, Santa. You can go and get some beautiful family photos taken in front of a wonderful fall vignette. Right? The barn and the fence usually is a great choice for families. Get your eyes checked, you know. Go and get you a big old bag of Funyuns. You want to get some Pioneer Woman dishes? You go do that too. You put all that. So you just get everything there. They don't care. Walmart has you covered. You need it, they got you covered. I'm not hating Tarjay. That's what I call it. I don't hate Tarjay, but I mean, sometimes it's a little, you know what I mean? They have a whole aisle there of stuff you don't need, but you feel like you do. Oh, yeah. My favorite thing are people in the Midwest, like when they would have the Seascape stuff, and they would, like my mom, I sent this to my mom, she was dying laughing about it. Everybody's mom in the like early 90s and in the 80s, y'all had those families where they would have the bowl of shells in their bathroom, right? And it's just basically a dust trap because, you know, people are not taking all those shells out every week, those shells, and I cannot stand that stuff. And so they have that kind of stuff. Like, you don't need a giant dead coral reef, probably not even real. It's like a resin core. You don't need that. You are in the Midwest. You're not even by the water. But they have, you can go get that. And now everybody's getting into modern. Can I just say something? I hate modern farmhouse. I like tradition and reject modernity. You're going to hate me. I got to lighten it up because it's heavy today. You're going to get mad at me. I cannot stand everybody's damn white decor. White, 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 everything. White, everything. Now, granted, no, not even a goth farmhouse. People, are you a farmer? Are you a farmer? No, if you're a farmer, you farmhouse it up. I don't care. But oh my gosh. And what is with this? Like, I have to set stuff on wood little things. Like, have you seen this? What the hell is this? These wood, what am I thinking of? Like little podiums or something? What the hell is that? They're like these rudimentary carved things that people set stuff on. I had a girlfriend who went and found something at Target, and she was like, look, and it was, I don't know what it was. It looked like the pizza peel with legs on it. Like, what is this?
Well, you can use it, like, to put your candles on. And you can also use that, like, for cheese. I'm like, you can't.
So you're going to burn a candle on it and then put cheese on it? What is this? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what it is, but that's the thing now. Granted, I live in what can best be described as a goth Liberace aesthetic. I cannot be counted on to have that kind of taste. I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And one of the things I do not like are people painting their houses white. Everything's on the white. I mean, if you do you, I'm not trying to insult you. I don't get this. And then the shag rug. Let's add texture. What the hell is that? I'm going to add texture. I don't get that. What is that? But you know what I'm talking about? Everything is white. Everything. It's not, that's not comforting. I feel like I'm in a hospital. I don't want to set my drink down. I just kind of want to ball up on the floor somewhere and not touch anything because I'm terrified. I'm going to spill something on your all white everything. I don't know, man. I just don't. And anyway, all of Target's like that. Walmart doesn't care. Walmart's like, look at our dishes. All the colors of the rainbow are on these and every flower on God's green earth. You're going to see these from the Hubble telescope. You're going to see these from outer space. These dishes are so colorful. They have everything. I don't really feel like they get into it that much. But Target is all about that. What is it, modern farmhouse? You don't live in a farmhouse. You live on a cul-de-sac. You have a tomato plant in a pot. Stop. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I don't understand how this happens. Man, can you imagine if you're this teenager and you... I'm so glad that his name's not in here. I would never say it. Okay, so a person got a USB cable stuck in their male copulatory organ in a backfired attempt to measure the length. Okay, I don't... Have you seen a USB cable? Because how... I don't know how that happens. Of course, it was a British teenager. He had to undergo emergency surgery after an absolutely bananas attempt to measure his manhood resulted in him getting a USB cable lodged in his willy. The fiasco began after an unnamed teenager was triggered by curiosity and he inserted a USB wire into his urethra. Oh my gosh! And then it got stuck and lodged in another part of his body, like some kind of catheter, and he had to go to literally the hospital and get it out. And there is an x-ray. Oh boy. Don't do this. Just don't ever do this ever. That, I don't know how somebody does that. That's a horrible thing. Oh my gosh, people. Next. And by the way, we can thank power unit upgrades for that. Mm-hmm. The mayor of Chicago, she decides, guys, she's got the way to stop the crime. To sue the gangs. Why hasn't anyone thought of this before? Oh, all you have to do is sue the gangs. Wow. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Since she can't get the city's violent crime under control because of judicial rot, she doesn't want to change her policies. So instead, she's announced that she is going to let the city sue street gangs. We will hold you accountable, she said. Narrator, no, she won't. They said that they'll order the forfeiture of money or property. What does she think that these gangs are? She think this is Al Capone running around with like an illegal still somewhere and they can just like confiscate the prohibition assets? It's not going to... I mean, you're talking about drug gangs and everything else. And a lot of them are minors. How are you going to prosecute members of gangs when they don't even... Half the time, people aren't even using their real names. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. We're going to come back to this and make so much more fun of it. Also... We have Biden's approval level, reports Reuters, has dropped to the lowest level of presidency ever. And I know we said that 2 weeks ago, but now this is a new low. So last week it was, or 2 weeks ago, it was the lowest ever. Now it's the new lowest ever. Wow. It'll probably be the new lowest ever. Yeah. Yeah, next week. So it's bad. It's real bad. I think, what did they say that it's like 46%. Approval. It's really low. That's this bad. Oh my goodness. Additionally, got a couple of other things here. Let me pull this up. Also, this headline. Apple and Google, they've deleted the Alexei Navalny app from their store as the Duma elections began. They were bowing to pressure from the government. Russians can't even find the app in their store. Yet it still works from outside the country. Apple confirmed that they did remove this application from its Russian store because the Russian government declared that the Alexei Navalny organization, which criticized, you know, the bad, corrupt communism of Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin, they said it was extremist. And so Apple and Google complied. So keep that in mind. I want to tell a story for you. So one of the places that I love more than any place on earth, and I think the people are amazing. I love the people. I love the food. I love everything about it. I love going to Turks and Caicos. I love, you know, the Caribbean period. But I'd see that's where I had an ancestor who was a pirate back in the day. So I'm just like, I attribute it to that. I don't know. The rum. It's the rum. Let's be real. Everywhere I've been, I've loved. And I'm one of those people who I have to get out and I have to see things. I don't want to stay on the resort. I want to go and I want to experience stuff and I want to talk. I want to eat it. I want to eat where I want, like, the good stuff where, you know, people who live there, this is where they eat, because I want authentic. I want good. You want to immerse yourself away from what you experience daily. Right. So when this was crazy. So in TCI, I like to fish and we like to get a boat. And we like to go out there and go fishing. And there's certain restrictions, you know, that you have. Like, you have to be native to TCI to be able to do certain things, whether you're diving for conch or anything like that. And so we get a, you know, just charter a small fishing boat. You know how Hillary Clinton said that Marco Rubio had a yacht and he had this like little fishing boat and they made this whole meet. I'm not getting a yacht, right? Although I did see Rihanna on a yacht one time when we were out fishing. And our captain, the guy who was like dealing with our buddies, like, yeah, my cousin's doing that boat. And I'm like, maybe I'm gonna pull up and ask if she wants. Because we caught like grouper and all kinds of stuff. It was funny. Anyway, long story short, the day before we had gone fishing and we were just out, we had a, you know, a beach day with the kids and we were out and we always go to the same place and, you know, one of the hotels there on the beach and all the hotels and all that, they all have security. I didn't realize like the level of security that they had until there was a huge boat from Haiti where there were something like, I think they said over 100 Haitians on this boat. And they were trying to come and dock and enter TCI, Turks and Caicos Islands, illegally. And all of a sudden, I saw all these people come out, like, all in security gear. They were SWAT, man, and full auto. Like, they had AK platform. I mean, full auto. And I knew immediately what I was seeing. So I'm in the beach, and I'm, like, watching all these. I'm watching all these people come out. And there were maybe 50 some odd security people that literally just were stepping out of banana plants and just coming out of the beach. And I'm like, actually, I feel so comfortable seeing this. Everyone else is kind of getting nervous. And I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm going to get another rum. But I did go up and I was talking to one of the gentlemen who was all kitted out. And he, you know, had his rifle there. And I said, look, I said, I'm not at all freaked out by this. And I was talking about his optics and everything else that he had. And he was like, okay, so you have an idea of what I'm like. Yeah, I'm like, I just want to know, like, why all of a sudden this amazing presence. I'm like, this is one of the reasons why, you know, I can't even bring a blade to this island, but I dig the fact that we got armed security. That's cool. And he was like, well, there's, and I could see it out in the distance, they had gotten reports, and apparently they also work with U.S. Coast Guard, because U.S. Coast Guard, they also deal with all these, because they know where wherever Americans go apparently is where the Coast Guard goes to, which is also awesome. And they said that they had been talking with, you know, people have been monitoring the waters and that. And there was a boat of Haitians that has been trying to dock at TCI. And they were already, at one point, they got close enough to the island where they were going to move. And so security was staying back long enough for the boat to pull up. And I mean, all these people started streaming off this boat and they were arresting them right away. Hardcore. You would never see anything like this in the U.S. And I was asking the security guy, was like, so you guys pay attention to that? And he's like, the penalty is stiff if you enter these islands illegally. He's like, we watch everything. He's like, it is stiff. So next day we're on this boat. And these, you know, the dudes who were on the boat, they're like very relaxed. They're very chill. They're, you know, we were talking. We've known them because we've go here and fish for years. So we've gotten to know these people really well. We know their families, all this. And I made mention of this. And the captain was like, yeah, we do not. All of a sudden, all the joking stopped. And he's like, yeah, we do not take that seriously here. Or he goes, we do not take that lightly here. I mean, he's like, that is a serious matter. We do not take that lightly. And he said, he goes, think about it. And I forget what he said. He's like, the population of TCI is X amount. He's like, it's a small population. Everyone else that comes here is either they're tourists or they're people who are in a service or entertainment. And he's like, but when you consider increasing that population, even if it's just 100 people, think of what that does to our limited resources. Think about what that does to our very controlled ecosystem. And he made a great point. And he's like, we do not tolerate this. And I said, the stuff that you're telling me now, you wouldn't be able to say in the United States. And I have to say, because I know this is important to progressives, even as a black man, as this captain was, he would not be able to say this in the United States because they would say that that was nationalistic, xenophobic, whatever. And he goes, this is just reality. And he goes, it's weak to not acknowledge the limits of your resources. He says it's weak and it's offensive to your people that you already that pay those taxes, whose livelihoods depend on those resources, everything staying as it is so that everyone is able to access it and that nobody is going without. He's like, it's rude to ignore that. It's offensive. I'm like, you're exactly right. He laid it all out right there. They did not play. All those people went to jail and then they were shipped back to Haiti. No joke. I've never seen anything like that. Now, you contrast that with what's happening at Del Rio. And one of the other things, another friend that we have in TCI, because we were talking to them after all that happened, They were like, you would never see that. You would never see that in the United States. They're like, they always act like the United States is so hardcore when it comes to border enforcement and that. And they're like, nope. And they said, that's why so many people try. They said, not a lot. They said that it is actually not as frequent as you would think. Boatloads of people trying to get and get off at TCI because the penalty is so severe. I mean, you could get banned for life. They don't play if you're not thrown in jail. I mean, good heavens. In the United States, they don't do that. They make everybody here in the United States. We all got to wear a mask, get shots, everything else. Hell, if I were to go to Mexico and try to come back, they wouldn't let me back in because I couldn't prove that I had a vaccine. It's just crazy. But apparently you can be from Haiti and cross the dam and get right over there, as you can see in the video. This is not sustainable.
Joe Biden abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, and now his decisions are spawning a genocide there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain how the Biden administration is constantly lying to us and rolling over for the Taliban. I'll also bring on a good friend of mine to discuss how the terrorists that our government is expecting to behave are slaughtering the people of Panjshir. You won't hear this anywhere else. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, sorry, Florida man. What am I doing? Florida man.
Ah! It's his life mission to make bad decisions.
Bad decisions.
It's time for Florida man.
All right, so we had some crazy headlines for Florida man yesterday. I do not even understand how this happens. This is... A Florida mom and an uncle were arrested after the kid just fell out of the car while they were driving. What the? A negligent Florida uncle. Sidebar. Southern Fried Rock be a name. Negligent Florida uncle kept driving his car Wednesday after a four-year-old fell out of the car. It was occupied by three other unrestrained kids and their sleeping mother. A witness had to call 911. They're like, we are watching kids fall out of this car as it's driving down the road. The mother was in the passenger seat. She said she woke up from her nap and heard the other kids going, where's our sibling? And then they had to return to the scene to collect the kid who survived the fall. The kids were aged 4 to 9. Of course, they had drugs in there and then all kinds of Xanax bars inside and everything else. So another mother of the year and another uncle of the year. This is bad. Don't do this stuff. Make sure that your kids are not falling out. How the hell do they fall out of the car? You're driving a car. How does that happen? How do we, I mean, can you imagine being the driver who's behind that car? Like, well, there's the kids just following right out of this car.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.